Good morning, Morning Star Travelers. This is June 27th, 2010. And this is a day of prayer that has been decreed by the Governor of Texas, Governor Perry. And he has issued a proclamation that this day is a day for us to pray for the Gulf Coast and the situation in that area. So we must all come together as the body of Christ and agree upon the victory that took place 2,000 years ago, where the curse was defeated. The curse is what has come on this area, and God has promised us in His Word. He has said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal them. Actually, it says, and I will heal their land. But what the word of God, the word that the Lord gave me before I found this proclamation, which opens the door for us to proclaim the victory of our everlasting covenant. The Lord had been speaking to me that as a body, we have the authority to speak forth the word of God over this situation that has already in times past been victorious. The Lord reminded me of Elisha the prophet and other scriptures which had been taken and put into effect in the natural realm over bitter waters. So we're going to rehearse the word of God over the Gulf Coast from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have the position that is above the prince of the power of the air to enforce the victory in the earth by the word of God and by speaking it forth and proclaiming it into the atmosphere. As a body, we come together seated in heavenly places and we're proclaiming the word of God into the atmosphere of the earth. And God has already promised that His word, He is going to watch over to perform it. So we're going to come together and rehearse these scriptures. The scripture we're going to rehearse, let's first of all rehearse Mark 11:23. Where the Lord says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and be removed and cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but he shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we are going to stand on Mark 11:23 as well as 2 Chronicles 7:14, and this is what we're going to say is going to come to pass. So let's read 2 Kings 2:20. And he said, bring me a new crush and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. 2 Kings 2:21. And he went forth into the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from hence any more death or barren. And so the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha which he spoke. So we are speaking unto the waters in the Gulf that thus saith the Lord, from this day forward those waters are healed. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over those waters and we see them healed 2,000 years ago where the curse was defeated. He went out to the spring and he threw salt in it and said, thus saith the Lord, I have purified these waters, purified them in Jesus' name. Now, there are some other scriptures in Exodus 15:25. Then he cried out loud to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. Well, we agree that these waters not only have been purified, but they are even sweet in the name of Jesus. In Ezekiel 47:8, then he said unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth wheresoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come hither, and they shall be healed. And there shall everything shall live, whether the water cometh. Now we agree on Ezekiel 47:9 that there is a great multitude of fish, and the waters are healed, and they are sweet. Now that is the word of the Lord. That's the authority that we have in the natural. And I agree that the word of God is coming to pass in this situation. As you proclaim it, as we all agree together, then we're going to see the God of heaven operating by the blood of the everlasting covenant. And we're going to see some awesome things coming to pass in the earth as we continue to enforce the victory of the cross. Amen. All right. Now let's decree the victory over this situation, body of Christ. Morning Star Travelers, we're moving on. Judgment Day is coming, body of Christ, and God's going to know, what did you do with my word in the natural? Body of Christ, Morning Star Travelers, that's all for today. And just continue to agree in prayer that we have the victory over this curse, and that God is bringing about a mighty work to establish His word. That's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.